Manufacturers and retailers this week descend on the furniture hub of High Point, North Carolina. It's their chance to make deals on furniture that will be for sale during the holiday season. But the West Coast dock dispute has upset those plans. From member station WFDD, Larry Schooler reports.
Kelly, come to the dock next to 440.
Employees at Manchester Furniture move quickly around the company's High Point showroom to prepare for the international home furnishings market, one of the largest of the year. They're unloading samples of chairs and armoires that are arriving from around the world. But as Manchester's sales manager Lee Eisen takes a look around, he's a bit concerned.
You see some empty bays to the right here, where some of our new merchandise will be placed when it does arrive.
It hasn't arrived because many of Manchester's furniture samples are sitting on ships in the Los Angeles and Long Beach ports. Eisen says he's paying extra for truckers to drive around the clock to get the samples to the show on time.
Is there any sort of plan B?
No, there is not.
Manchester produces all of its products abroad, leaving them dependent on cargo carriers to get their goods to retailers and consumers. Scores of furniture manufacturers in High Point have shifted production from the U.S. to plants in Asia. Some in the industry say companies should not rely so heavily on overseas manufacturing, but longtime furniture product developer Russ Childress says it simply isn't practical for American furniture companies to continue production in the U.S.
Regulations as far as manufacturing, environmental issues, and manufacturing upgrades have caused the American manufacturer to abandon America and go offshore, where more skilled, manageable labor is certainly available and cheaper.
Childress says attendance at this market could drop substantially since furniture dealers want to see products for themselves. And if the goods don't arrive, he says that doesn't bode well for manufacturers.
It very well could be catastrophic for the existence of that company.
Most furniture executives say the cargo logjam is more of an inconvenience than a catastrophe. They say the market will likely still draw tens of thousands of potential customers, but some may go home disappointed. For NPR News, I'm Larry Schooler in High Point, North Carolina.